Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a music producer.
I want to be a model.
Good evening, or good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all of the families are home this evening. No school or work, just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. A family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandmas, grandpas, nanas, poppies, aunts and uncles, and people who just care. Bedtime is so much fun. And tonight, girls and boys, we have a very, very special show. Do you know why that is? Yes, we have our co-hosts. They have come back. Our fantastic co-hosts, Ava and Laura. Say hi to all the boys and girls.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Oh, you guys are talking in unison. You're like twins. So great. We are so very lucky to have you. So, of course, you know, this is Starfish Talking Aunt Jewel, as we always talk about on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, is traveling. So we love traveling here on Aunt Jewel's, and we're going to actually talk about traveling the world with Ava and Alara. But before we go into our show, we, of course, need to start with our routine, because Aunt Jewel would be so upset if we didn't follow our routine. Ava, how do you prepare for bed?
Well, first I brush my teeth, then I put my pajamas on, and then I read for a while so that I get a bit tired, and then I fall asleep.
Wow, that is a very organized, dedicated routine. Do you think you follow it almost every night?
Yes.
Even on the weekends?
On the weekends, I go to bed a bit later. But, yeah, I do follow.
But you still brush your teeth?
Yeah.
And take a bath?
Yes.
Oh, good. And Alara, tell us your bedtime routine.
First, I watch TV for, like, 2 hours. Then I get into my PJs. Then I brush my teeth. I read my book. And then I go to sleep.
That is a great routine as well. Now tell me, Alara and Ava, was it really hard when you had to change from your summer routine to your school routine? Because we haven't spoken to you in a while, so we haven't spoken to you since the summer. How was the change going back to school and changing your routine?
Well, you wake up a lot earlier, which isn't that great.
Was it hard?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because in the summer I go to bed a lot later than I would on a school night, and I also love sleeping in, and so when I have to go back to school, I have to wake up early, and it's really annoying.
And you don't get to watch as much TV, which is bad.
Oh, I think I know what takes place of the TV. Starts with an H. Do you guys know? Ends with a K. It's something your teachers give you?
Homework!
Yeah.
I hate homework.
And projects. But even though homework is so frustrating sometimes, I know both Ava and Alara, boys and girls, are very dedicated students, and they always have their work done before they go play. So Aunt Jules would love for us to start our bedtime list and have it played. Boys and girls, you know how it goes. On Jules' bedtime list. Now, we just heard Ava and Alara's bedtime list. Can you tell us what your bedtime list could be and if it is different? So we're just going to have little technical difficulties, but we are getting right back on track. Now, boys and girls, have you ever heard of the word kindness? Have you?
Yes. Yeah.
You have? What does kindness mean? Because I always like to have an Aunt Jewel's bedtime story word of the day. So our word of the day is kindness. What does kindness mean to you, Alara?
Well, it means, like, it's making someone else happy. Like, when you do something good, you get something good in return.
Oh, that is so very true. And what is it?
Before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes, boys and girls, that is our bedtime list, and I know you certainly have it memorized because you're so, so very smart, just like Ava and Alara. They have wonderful bedtime routines. So let's get into it. We are talking about kindness. Both of those holidays in the month of November, can you think of any holidays that occur in the month of November?
Thanksgiving and Veterans Day.
Yes, you got it. Exactly. Thanksgiving and Veterans Day. Veterans Day is on November 9th, and Thanksgiving is always on the Thursday, boys and girls, of the month of November at the end. And what do both of those holidays have in common?
They're both about being kind and grateful.
Yes. Alara?
You should be grateful for what you have because not many others have that.
Exactly. Veterans Day is for honoring the troops who fought in the war and celebrating their giving to America. Thanksgiving, we're celebrating family, being together, exactly what Ava and Alara spoke about, which is exactly relating to our word of the day, which is
kindness.
Yes, exactly. And that will bring us right along with the beautiful books that Ava and Alara are going to read. But I would like to play our song about kindness. So everyone get ready, and we'll get ready to listen to Kindness by Scott Perry. Now, kindness is very, very special. Alara, can you tell me a kind thing that someone possibly, that someone did for you one time?
Well, my parents always take me to tennis each weekend so I get better.
Wow, that is a wonderful act of kindness. And what act of kindness happened to you or did you do?
Star took me and Alara to Serendipity and to Paper Source and bought us stuff on our 1 year anniversary that we'd been doing tennis together, and that was really nice.
Wow, that is so very special. I'm sure she enjoyed it just as much as you enjoyed it, having the time spent together. Let's listen to our song about kindness.
Well, I walked out on the playground, much to my surprise. Everyone was playing, having fun. Kids were sharing, taking turns, not a single fight. Only happy times for everyone. Oh, we need kindness, just a little bit of kindness. Let's all do something kind every day. Yes, we need kindness, just a little bit of human kindness. A little bit of kindness goes a long, long way. Well, I walked into the classroom and looked around to see. Kids were helping one another learn, listening and raising hands to help that classroom be the kind of place that makes this world turn. Oh, we need kindness, just a little bit of kindness. Let's all do something kind every day. Oh, we need kindness, just a little bit of human kindness. A little bit of kindness goes a long, long way. Yes, we need kindness, just a little bit of kindness. Let's all do something kind every day. Oh, we need kindness, just a little bit of human kindness. A little bit of kindness goes a long, long way.
Can go a long, long ways. And kindness can be experienced not only in your classroom, not only in your neighborhood, but maybe in another state if you meet some other friends or another country. Kindness can be explored everywhere. Now, I'm so excited. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful book being read, actually two books being read by Ava and Alara. We love when they read to us. Boys and girls, snuggle up. Make sure you've taken your bath and you have your favorite PJs on and you're snuggling up next to Grandpa, Poppy, Yaya, and getting ready for a wonderful story and on your way to dreamland. Our first book will be read by Ava. Our first book will be read by Alvara. Here we go. Alvara, first tell us the name of the book, the author, and the publisher.
The name of the book is Belinda in Paris. The author is Amy Young, and the publisher is Viking.
Wonderful. Let's take a trip to Alvara Land.
All of Paris was abuzz with the news. Belinda the ballerina was coming to perform. Belinda is coming, said the girl to the lady in pink. Belinda is coming, said the lady in pink to her friend. Belinda is coming, said the friend to everyone she knew. Only one person in the whole city was not looking forward to Belinda's performance. That was Belinda. It was not that her tutu was a little too tight, which it was. It was not that this was a very important performance with the best ballet company in Paris, which it was. No, it was when Belinda got to Paris, she was told, "Ah, mademoiselle, we regret that your shoes went to Bago, but do not worry, you will have them in a week." Belinda was worried her performance was that night. Without the right shoes, she would be a flop. Belinda went to the ballet company and broke the bad news. "You need new pointy shoes," said the little ballerina Gabrielle. "Let's go!" Gabrielle led Belinda through the streets of Paris to a store that sold ballet shoes. "Ooh la la," said the clerk when he saw the size of Belinda's feet. He brought out the biggest shoes in the store, but they didn't quite fit. "There is not a shoe in all of Paris that will fit such magnificent feet," he said. "You must have them specially made. Try Monsieur Luc, the cobbler." Gabrielle and Belinda hurried off to find Monsieur Luc. When Monsieur Luc saw Belinda's feet, he threw up his hand. "I do not have enough fabric, and I do not have a form so grand. Bring me those things and I can help you. But I must tell you, I have never seen such a form. As to fabric, madame, Sophie is the best, but who knows if she'll have enough." Belinda and Gabrielle decided to look for the fabric first. They set off to find Madame Sophia. As they passed a bakery, they noticed a man with a big platter of food. It was Monsieur Fromage, the baker. "Have some quiche," he said. "A croissant, Enclair?" "Thank you, but we are in a hurry," said Belinda. "What a shame," said Monsieur Luc, sadly. "A big party was just cancelled. All this beautiful food will have to go to waste." When Belinda and Gabrielle reached Madame Sophia's, they found the shop in an uproar. "Madame," said Gabrielle, "this is Belinda's." "Not now," cried Madame Sophia. "I have a fashion gala in 1 hour, and my caterer just had an accident. The party is ruined." "Maybe not," said Belinda. "What if we helped get food for your party?" "I would do anything," wept Madame Sophia. In no time at all, it was all arranged. Monsieur Fromage was ecstatic. Madame Sophia was so happy that she gave Belinda a huge piece of pink silk. "But we still need a form," said Gabrielle, "and the performance is only a few hours away." Belinda thought hard. Suddenly she had an idea. She asked Monsieur Fromage for a favor, two favors, really. Then she and Gabrielle hurried back to the cobbler's shop. "Voila," Monsieur Luc cried, "beautiful silk for the shoe, and beautiful baguettes for the form. You are a clever girl." Belinda stretched and limbered up while Monsieur Luc measured and cut and stitched and tucked. The new shoes were perfect. That night, everyone in Paris agreed they had never seen such marvelous dancing. "It is the baguettes, which are just the right size and shape," said Monsieur Fromage, beaming. "It is the pink silk, which glistens and shines," said Madame Sophia, smiling. "It is my fine workmanship, which has given her the most excellent shoe," boasted the cobbler. "It is all of that," Gabrielle said, "but most of all, it's Belinda. She is magnifique."
The end. Oh, that was so wonderful. How did you enjoy that book, Ava?
I enjoyed it a lot.
I thought she read very well. Can you list any, or do you remember any kind acts that may have occurred in your book, Alvara?
Well, Monsieur Luc told her how to get the things, and then after she did, he helped her make it.
Exactly. And I think I remember another kind act that occurred. I believe one of the friends gave shoes, ballet shoes, to one of her other friends, Belina. Is that true?
Yes.
So many kind acts always occur, no matter where you are. You could be in Paris. You could be in Washington, D.C. You can even be in New York. Kind acts occur all of the time, all around the world. Oh, I think you guys are doing a great job, and you're doing your job because I think I see little Tony yawning. He's getting sleepy, which Ava and Alara, you guys are doing a wonderful job because that's what we want to do on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. And we also would like to thank Blake Radio Soul for allowing us to come and be in the audience and joining, going into the homes of you boys and girls. I think I want to play our yawning song because I think little Freddie is yawning too. He's getting tired. Oh, keep up the energy. We have one more book.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning. Something to wake us up. Mexican head dance. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us.
And yawning's so easy for us.
Hotel.
There is a lobby which is enormously large with marble pillars and ladies in it and revolving doors with PP on it. I spend an awful lot of time in the lobby. For instance, every day I have to go to the desk clerk and see what's happening there. Then I stop by the mail desk to see if they have any stamps. Then I go to the house and put to the house phone and make very several calls to see if anybody's in. The bell knows who I am. If there is a lot of luggage trying to get in the elevator and there are people in a crowd and smoking and from out of town or something, I edge into the middle of it and lose my skate keys. I'm a newbie. Mr. Salamone said so. He is the manager. I always say, good morning, Mr. Salamone, and he always says, good morning, Eloise. My mother knows the owner of the plaza. I live on the top floor. Of course, I'm apt to be on any floor at any time, and if I want to go anywhere, I simply just take the elevator. For instance, if I happen to be on the second floor, I just press that button until it comes up, and as soon as that door is open, I get in and say, oh, please. And when those doors clank shut and we ride up, I get out on the fifth floor. And as soon as the elevator is out of sight, I skibble up those stairs to the eighth floor, and then I press that button, and when that same elevator comes up, and as soon as that door is open, I get in and say, 15th floor, please. And then when those doors clank shut, we ride up and I get out on the 15th floor. And as soon as that elevator goes out of sight, I skibble down to the 12th floor and press that button. And when the same elevator comes up those doors and those doors open, I say, the lobby, please. And then those doors clank shut and we ride down without saying absolutely one word, and then I get into the next elevator and go all the way up. I live down at the end of the hall. Sometimes I take two sticks and skitter them along the wall, and when I run down the hall, I slap my feet against the woodwork, which is very good for scuffling and noise. Sometimes I slump my skates if I want to make a really loud and terrible racket. We have a buzzer on our front door. I always lean on it. That's how Nanny knows it's me, Eloise. Nanny is my nurse. She wears tissue paper in her dress and you can hear it. She's English and has 8 hairpins made out of bones. She says that's all she needs, for Lord's sake. Nanny says she would rather I didn't talk all the time. She always says everything 3 times, like, Eloise, you can't. Sometimes I hit her on the ankle with a tassel. She's my mostly companion. I have my own room, which has a coat rack which is as large as me. I have a dog that looks like a cat. His name is Weenie. Sometimes I put sunglasses on him. Then I have to scratch his back with a wire hanger. I have a turtle. His name is Skippity. He eats raisins and wears sneakers. The Plaza is the only hotel in New York that will allow you to have a turtle. Skippity and me always know it's morning because Weenie breathes in our faces and kisses us. The absolutely first thing I have to do is braid Skippity's ears. Otherwise, he gets cross and develops a rash. Nanny gets up feeling tired, and puts on her kimono. She skibbles over to slam those windows shut so that we don't freeze. Then she stretches her muscles and feels fresh. Nanny yawns out loud. Then I pick up the telephone and call room service. Ooh, I absolutely love room service. They always know it's me, and they say, yes, Eloise. And I always say, hello, this is me, Eloise. And would you kindly send one roast beef bone and one raisin and 7 spoons to the top floor and charge it, please. Thank you very much. Then I hang up and look at the ceiling for a while and think of a way to get a present. I usually yawn out loud several times. Then Nanny gives me the signal, and Weenie and Skippity and me, we skibble out of bed as fast and as early as we can, and Nanny wraps us in our robe and holds us tight. I pat her on the butter, which is large. Then we have to do our morning duties and laugh and sing. Oh, I just love Nanny. I absolutely do. While I'm brushing my teeth, there is a pigeon who's always hanging around our bathroom window. He does absolutely nothing but coo. He is fat and grizzly. I holler at him and he flies over to the Sherry Netherland for a while to see what they're up to. Weenie and me weigh 36. Nanny weighs 18 stones. Skippy weighs absolutely nothing unless he has his sneakers on. Then, of course, he weighs 1/2. Then Nanny puts on her corset, which is enormously large, but which is good for her back. Kleenex makes a very good hat. When we are clean, we skibble in our scuffs to the kitchen, and there is Renee with room service. Renee always says, Bonjour, Louise. Voulez-vous très petit d'Andrea? Nanny always says, My, doesn't that look good? And I always say, Bonjour, Renee. Merci, and charge it, please. Oh, my. And Nanny has to get up and pamper me and spoil me for a while I'm out of my head with fever and pain. After all, I am only 6. Oh, my Lord, there's so much to do. Tomorrow I think I'll pour a pitcher of water down the mail chute. Ooh, I absolutely love the Plaza Hotel. The end.
Wonderful! Eloise and Belinda sounded like they have so much fun. Belinda in Paris, Eloise in New York. Can either of you tell me a kind act that you heard in Ava's book, Eloise in the Plaza?
Well, Eloise... Well, Nanny is very kind to Eloise.
That's certainly true. And at the end, it seems as though poor Eloise was not feeling well, and Nanny took care of her.
Yes.
That's certainly a kind act. So you can see, boys and girls, a kind act occurred in New York. A kind act occurred in Paris. Kind acts can occur anywhere. And Eloise had a routine just like how we talk about routines on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. What did Eloise do? Name one little routine that she likes to do.
Well, as soon as she wakes up, she braids her pet turtle Skippity's ears so that he doesn't get cross and develop a rash. And then she calls room service. And she also has a routine where she brushes her teeth and washes her hair and sings a song with Nanny.
That is certainly a fun routine. Everyone may have a little different routine, but in the end, they brush their teeth, take a bath, and snuggle up with their favorite companion. In this case, it was Nanny. So, boys and girls, what was our word of the day today?
Kindness!
Exactly. And the reason why we are speaking about kindness is because, of course, you guys know about the holidays that we talked about, Thanksgiving and Veterans Day, but there's another holiday or day of celebration in November, which also is called the World Kindness Day, which is exactly what we're talking about. Kindness around the world. The World Kindness Day encourages all of us to be kind together, helping to create a nicer and better world everywhere you go. your neighbors, your classmates, maybe someone that you met on the plane. Speaking of traveling, tell me, Ava, where was your favorite place that you traveled, and did you meet any kind people? And if you have more than one place, you can also tell us too.
I have lots of places. I love traveling to London because, well, I'm from there and I have family that I can see there. And I also like traveling to LA because that's really fun. And this summer I went to Turkey with Alara and I met some of her mom and dad's friends and they were very kind.
Wow, and I'm sure you experienced a lot of adventures just like Eloise and Belinda.
Yes.
And Alara, tell me your favorite place that you traveled and if you met any kind people.
Well, my favorite place that I like to travel is Turkey because my family is there. And the kind things that they do is they give me a lot of presents, which is always like awesome. And I also like traveling to Disney, Orlando.
Wow, that is certainly amazing. Kind acts can be experienced anywhere. So, boys and girls, let's listen to our favorite song. Would you guys like to listen to a song?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
All righty, we talked about being kind. But we, of course, forgot to have our routine of taking a bath. And I know most of you boys and girls are already squeaky clean, but I know there are some of you out there who still did not take a bath because they wanted to listen to Ava and Alara's bedtime story before they did. And they said, no, Mom, I'm going to listen to it before I get into the bathtub. So let's listen to our bath time song by Music Maestro.
The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubble. Tub, 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 I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub. Every part of me, it's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh, it's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. Thank you.
Is everyone squeaky clean? Ava and Alara, are you squeaky clean?
Yeah.
I know it. All the boys and girls, are you nice and clean? Ready for bed and taking a trip to Dreamland? Well, here on Onto Bedtime Stories, we, of course, like to thank Lake Radio for allowing us to come into the homes of many boys and girls every Sunday evening from 7:30 to 8:30. We're talking about traveling, boys and girls, tonight. We're talking about meeting kind people when we do travel. Why is it important? Why do you think it's great to travel?
Well, one of the reasons it's important to travel is so that you can get a taste of other people's culture and religion.
That is such a great answer. I don't know if I could have said it better myself. What about you, Alara?
Fun.
Definitely. Fun is definitely part of traveling. And you meet all different people, and you realize that they have the same routine. It might be a little different, Eloise in the Plaza Hotel with the nanny, or Belinda, but everyone has the same routine of being with others. Boys and girls, thank you so much for allowing us to come on Blake Radio Show. What is our word of the day?
Kindness.
Kindness. And whenever we have new guests, but in this case we have our great youth co-hosts returning, Ava and Alara, we always love to say thank you. Thank you for being our friend on Blake Radio, Aunt Jules. So, boys and girls, I'm going to play our favorite song, You Have a Friend by Randy Newman. You always have a friend in us.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see in our gas, don't you? You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You certainly have a friend in me. Ava, Alara, you guys are our friends.
Yeah.
And you guys are certainly friends together. How long have you guys known each other?
Since we were 5 years old, I think.
Yeah. And you're certainly the best of friends. And have you guys ever done kind acts for each other?
Yes. Well, I think it was last week Ava gave me her Rice Krispie, which was awesome because she knows I love them.
That's so kind and caring because we all know how much Alara loves Rice Krispie treats. What were you going to say, Ava?
Well, when we did our class assembly, I had to do a part on my own, but Alara asked the teacher if she could do it with me so I wouldn't have to perform on my own because I don't really like performing on stage on my own.
That is so sweet as well. You guys always are performing kind acts to each other. And Alara, I think you had one more kind act. You gave away your Halloween candy, was it?
Yeah, some of it to a homeless that needed food.
That's so very nice. Speaking of Halloween, let's just take a little jump back. How was your Halloween?
Mine was great, except I was sick on Halloween, so I didn't get to go to as many houses to get candy.
Oh, no, but thankfully, guess what? Halloween's going to be again next year.
Yeah, there's always next year.
Exactly. And Alara, how was your Halloween?
It was great.
Great? Was it chilly? Was it hot?
It was really cold.
Did you get your favorite candy? Did you get a Rice Krispie treat?
Yes, and I got some Kit Kats, which was awesome. One tomato.
I love Kit Kats.
Kit Kats are certainly a favorite of mine as well. Now, boys and girls, we, of course, want to thank you so much for allowing us to go into your home. Look outside your window. It's certainly dark over here because over here on the East Coast, what happened to our clocks? We
jump, you get an extra hour of sleep, which is pretty nice because the time changed because it's winter.
That is so true. So in the fall, we fall back. And in the spring, we
spring
forward. Exactly. We go forward. Now, it seems in the evening like it's getting darker earlier, but in the morning, you get to get an extra hour of sleep, which I know Ava and Alara love that part.
Yeah, we do.
It's certainly a favorite. So, boys and girls, as we were saying, take a look outside your window. Ava and Alara and I are looking outside our window. Do you see it? Do you guys see it?
Yeah.
Flickering light?
Yeah.
What could that flickering light be in the sky? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly what you think it is. It's a star. So as we all look at that same star that shines before us, make a wish. Let us all think of a wish and listen to our dream song. And when we return, we're going to hear about Ava and Alara's wish that they would like to make. Boys and girls, take a trip to Dreamland.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I wonder.
From tonight I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah,
taking a trip to dreamland. Ava and Alara, have you guys ever made a wish as you gazed upon that star?
No, but if I ever see one, I would wish to become a fashion designer.
That's certainly a wonderful wish and a dream, which I know you're certainly going to accomplish. Alara?
I want to be a movie star by singer.
Wow, that's a wonderful wish and dream. And I know you're certainly going to accomplish it. You guys did a wonderful job here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Show. Is there anyone here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Show? We'd love to have our youth co-host give a little shout-out or a hello to anyone that they would like to say hi to. Maybe their teacher, maybe their classmate, maybe their cousin, their mom or dad. We just would like to take this time to say hello. Anyone you want to say hello to?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Anyone maybe across the United States or another country, since we're talking about traveling and worldly times?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Ariana.
Wow, I know you guys have so many friends all across the world, and they're so excited that you took the time to say hello. That's the kind act that you just gave everyone. So, boys and girls, I know you would like to hear from Ava and Alara what they feel kindness means after this wonderful show, learning so much about our Eloise and learning so much about Belinda and all the kind acts that they did with their friends and their companions and the kind acts that Ava and Alara do on a daily basis just to help the boys and girls truly, truly understand what kindness means and kindness to our neighbors, kindness to friends in another state, kindness to our classmates, kindness all around the world. Can you tell the boys and girls after this wonderful show? I know the boys and girls are almost dozing off, but they want to talk about kindness. They might want to talk about kindness to their teacher tomorrow. What should they say?
Well, kindness is definitely a very important trait in a person, and it's sort of like being grateful for what you have.
That's certainly true. That was great. And I think we have Aunt Jules saying her last goodbye. Hi, Aunt Jules.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Here's Ava and Alara.
Hi, Ava and Alara. I'm so sorry that I missed you guys, but you did a great job.
Thank you.
Did you love your book?
Yeah.
Oh,
we talked about kindness all around the world. Alara's Kindness Act was talking about Belinda in Paris, and Ava's Kindness Act was talking about Eloise in New York.
Wow, Paris and New York, those are so wonderful places to go. And I know that when you go there that you have to prepare to be able to be ready. Did you take lots of pictures?
Yes.
Yep. Wow, you're going to be able to do show and tell if you haven't already with your class.
One place that both Ava and Alara traveled this summer was Turkey. And I'm sure they got into many adventures together. They probably can write their own book.
Yeah, we went on a boat for Alara's birthday.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're going to be expecting, I know, Starfish, we definitely are going to be expecting for them to write a book. And boys and girls all over the world, you hear it. They're going to write a book for us, and we're going to be able to have it, I know, by maybe not the end of the year, but probably by the summer, you think?
Would they want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great writers. They're certainly great readers. If they write as well as they read, I know they would do a wonderful job. And they always have great stories to tell me, so I know other boys and girls would certainly love to listen and read about it.
And they're so enthusiastic. They're such a great tag team.
Yes, they are.
They do things together because they're best friends.
Yeah.
And to be able to travel together and to share it, oh, that was so special for all the boys and girls and parents, too. And I know that some of them are getting ready to go to bed, and some of them are getting up early. But you know what you guys had special today? You had an extra hour. So I bet a lot of the boys and girls were still up.
They possibly are.
Yeah.
Well, you guys did such a great job. And next time, Aunt Jill is going to see you, and she'll be right there.
Exactly, because here on Angela's Bedtime Stories, we love talking about traveling, but most importantly, we love not only making new friends, but having old friends come and return on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story.
And certainly having special friends that you could be able to share going on a trip together and be able to tell, not only just tell what you did, but to be able to be right there and see it. So that's I think it's going to be a special bond for you forever.
It certainly is. And we will, of course, would love to hear the last goodbyes from Ava and Alara.
Bye! Thank you for listening.
Of course, and good night, too. Good night. It was really wonderful to be able to talk to you guys both. And good night for being able to make it great for the boys and girls and going to sleep tonight.
It was definitely a wonder winter, not yet winter, almost winter treat to have Ava and Alara read their bedtime stories this evening. And I'm sure they're so excited they had one more extra hour to stay up so they can listen to Ava and Alara, and they're definitely energized and ready to go into dreamland.
Yeah.
Right, because it's about 30 degrees out here.
If you dream about unicorns and rainbows.
Alara likes to dream about unicorns and rainbows.
Oh. I'm looking at a rainbow right now.
Beautiful. Aunt Jewel, I hope you have a great evening and take a trip to dreamland. Moms, dads, aunts and uncles, boys and girls, take a wonderful trip into dreamland to discover Aunt Jewel's imagination playland. And that's where young children and listeners who love bedtime stories will always find Aunt Jewel's Starfish, that's me, our youth co-hosts Ava and Alara.
Yay.
And have a wonderful evening. Good night, Aunt Jewel.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love you guys. Thanks so much for sharing.
Good night.
Good night.